Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechta Shkalim. Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. Ala Melech v'yala Eitzim. In regard to the salt and the wood, Bezen made a takana, Shiyur Kehanim ne'oisin behen. The Kehanim are allowed to use them. But dafka, when it comes to eating karbanis, they can't use it stam for their supper at home. Even to salt chulin that is eaten in the azara together with the karbanis, because you're supposed to eat the karbanis when you're full, so you're allowed to eat the chulin beforehand, but you can't use the salt for the chulin part. V'yala para, and in regard to the para duma, Chazal made a takanish la yumayalin bi'efra, that the ashes should be exempt from the halachis of mi'ila. Person's moil behegdish, if he uses hegdish for his own benefit. So when there's real mi'ila, he has to bring a carbon, he has to pay a penalty. Now the emes is, about Tanura explains, min ha'tayra, there's no mi'ila by the ashes of the par aduma. And that's learned from the pasuk chatas hi. The par aduma itself is considered a chatas, but ba mi'alim, the ein mi'alim ba'far, that's why it says hi, only the chatas itself. When Chazal saw that maybe they weren't treating the ashes with enough respect, they were geyser, there should be mi'ila. But then they saw people were scared already to be Isaac with the par aduma. They were scared they're going to be mile of the hegdish. So they instituted to go back to the deraisa, which says that there is no mi'ila when it comes to the ashes. Vait, Rezakta Mishnah, Valakin and Hapsulais. In regard to when you have to replace the bird karbanis that became pasul, Chazal made a takana shibois mishel tzibur, should come from the public. Let's say a woman had to bring a set of karbanis. She brings the money, puts it into the special box. Bezen takes the money and they buy the birds. Now the Bailim, they leave, they rely on Bezen, that Bezen is makir of these karbanis. Whatever they flew away, or it turned out that they're pasul. So there's a Tanai Bezen, you take others from the money of the Lishka, we're makne it to the Bailim. We like give it over, it should belong to the Bailim. And therefore the Bailim are Yaitzer their Chayv. Rabbi Yaisi says, Hamasapik is Hakinen, the one who supplies the birds, Masapik is Hapsulas. The one who supplies the birds to start with, he has to replace the disqualified ones. Remember what we learned earlier? The one who brings the Nesachim, he has to make up for ones that for Nesachim that get spoiled or become pasul. Well, the same is true for the one who brings the birds. It was a Tanai Bezen. You knew this. If you made a deal with Hegdish, you're going to supply the birds, you had to replace the pasul ones. So chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah in regard to the salt and the wood, Bezen made a takana that the Kehanim can have Hanah from it. In regard to the salt, we said only to the Hegdish part. Even chulin that they eat in the azara, because they would have to eat the carbon when they're full. So sometimes they brought along their own food to make sure they're full by the time they get to the carbon. But the salt, you can only use for the carbon part. In regard to the ashes of the paraduma, we learned really what amounted to three steps. Step number one was, the Torah says there's no mi'ila by the ashes of the paraduma. You're not moil the hegdish when you use it. We learned that from the pasuk, remember, chatas hi. Only the para itself is a chatas, not the ashes. Step number two, Chazal saw, people are treating a little bit too lightly, they're not so careful with it, so they instituted their own mi'ila. Step number three, they said, now that people see your moil behegdish with it, no one wants to be icing in the paraduma, so they took off the mi'ila. You know, it's not that Bezen made a mistake, it's just that this is what Bezen does. People make mistakes. We either stay away too much, or we're too light, and Chazal institute takanas that fix human nature. And the last thing we learned in the Mishnah was that the kinan apsulais, the birds that become pasul, come mishal tzibur. Rabbi Yossi says, no, whoever supplies the birds, he has to replace the ones that become pasul.